Good morning to all. I hope this day finds you all well. Several years ago, I had the privilege of participating in a three-day seminar on preaching. The professor who conducted this seminar stressed to us several beneficial aspects of sermon preparation. Now, one thing the professor emphasized, something that really stuck with me the most, was this. Whenever you plan a sermon, no matter what the subject is, whenever you prepare a sermon, wherever you deliver a sermon, regardless of the audience you are speaking to, there must always be one element contained in the sermon. The preacher of that sermon must offer some hope. Must offer hope. Brethren, in this turbulent world of uncertainty, each one of us needs hope. It's been said that a person without hope is dead. A person without hope is dead, and I believe this to be an accurate statement. Without hope, a person has no incentive. Without hope, a person seems to have no reason to continue. The poet Henry David Thoreau said this, "Most men lead lives of quiet desperation." Friends, that indeed is a very depressing statement about the outlook of the majority of human beings. The world today is full of descriptive terms such as sadness, grief, sorrow, misery, despondency, and yes, hopelessness. Brethren, the same was true when Jesus walked the earth. Jesus lived in a world of oppression, a world of cruelty, a world of domination of the downtrodden. But friends, Jesus brought a message of hope. Jesus was full of hope. Jesus offered hope. And his message of hope continues for us today. It might surprise you, but then again it might not, that in the New Testament, in the King James Version, the word hope is mentioned 58 separate times. In fact, the Apostle Paul referred to God on more than one occasion as the God of hope. He is the God of hope. The Apostle Peter declared in 1 Peter 1:3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope." A living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Brethren, we are privileged to have a real, living, tangible, eternal hope because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let us be sure to seize the opportunity to daily embrace this never-ending hope of eternal life in the world tomorrow. Amen.